What up, what up? This is Coco Real with your Daily Diary News. Today is Wednesday, January the 27th at 11:59 a.m. What's up? This is Coco Red, and I just want to talk about some things. Congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for their new candidate presidential elect. You know, our new president. Oh my God, it just seemed like 2020 just flew by like a thief in the night, you know. And a lot of people gotta still be, you know, safe. Don't think that because it's 2021 that everything is back on track. Because I think a lot of people get this concept that thinking that 2021, that the coronavirus is gone. And there's still a lot of evil in the world where they're trying to mandate or try to make a law where you have to get this COVID-19 vaccine shot in order to get your stimulus check. That's the Republicans. They're trying to do that. And they're really, I mean, people are upset about not wearing masks. You know, you got these crazy ass Karens and crazy ass white folk. Crazy white folks. Okay. Excuse that noise in the back. It's just a siren. I think just to let you know, I think they're doing a testing or whatever. But anyway, just wear your mask. Like, people get so, I'm getting tired of social media and people showing these people, you arguing with these people. Just call the fucking police on them. Get them out of the store. They keep on saying, it's not a law. This is the thing that people have to realize. It does not have to be a law when you're in a place of business. So if a person that owns that business, like Starbucks, if Starbucks, the owner of Starbucks, and you want to go into that place of business and you're arguing with the manager of the store because you do not want to put a mask on your face. You want to recite what laws is put in place. That's not that jurisdiction for that. That is the company's policy. Just like you can't go into a gas station without shirt and shoes. That's the same thing. You don't go and argue with somebody to tell you, oh, you know, that's not a law not to wear a shirt and shoes in a public place. You don't argue with that. You just say, you know what? This establishment is put in place by the owner of the store. The person that owns the establishment is saying that I do not want you in my shit without shoes and a shirt. Because that is unsanitized. You're going in a place of business which you could cut your foot. You can fall and slip. Anything. You know? So people, just get over it. Stop trying to, you know, come up with your own facts and try to, you know, you're wasting time. You want a coffee, get your fucking coffee. Put the mask on your face because Starbucks is pretty efficient and making your shit pretty fast. You put the fucking mask on and get the fuck out. And then when you get in your car, you can take the mask off. Stop trying to argue with people. That is the problem. That's why they're trying to mandate, that they're trying to put in place that where people have to take a shot before they get on flights. Have to, you know, they're going to get to a point where they're going to trick people and take your rights away before this shot so they can have control over everything that you do because they did not do enough to get rid of the population. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my view on that. That I may be wrong. You know, that's my view. You know, yeah, and you know, I hate that people don't think about that. This is the problem. People are not thinking about their neighbors. People don't care about other people no more. The humanity, you know, is gone. Period.com. It should never take a disaster in the world for people to start caring about their neighbor. We know racism still exists because we see how they stormed the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? And they want to sit here and get upset when they're being called terrorists. And then now they want to be pardoned by Donald Trump because they say that they're doing what their president asked of them. And he's on TV telling them that he's going to walk side by side with them down to the Capitol. He did walk side by side with them straight into the White House and sat on that balcony and watched the chaos happen. You know? I'm not saying Joe Biden is the best president. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying Kamala Harris, is the best vice president. But I hope they do right by people of the United States, not just black people, people of the United States. I hope they do right by us. They're trying to write in a bill for $15 and minimum wage. I'm going to tell you like this, minimum wage and the way how things are going, like how, I mean, in Atlanta, Georgia, I can say maybe 15 years ago, you can get yourself, maybe 15 years, I'm going to just say 15 to 20 years ago, you can move in a duplex and pay $550 a month. Two bedroom, one bath, $550. Now a duplex is asking you for $1,300 a month, depending on what side of town you're on. It's getting ridiculous. People need money. And y'all talk, and not only that, jobs today don't even want you to have a second job. Those days are over. They don't want you to have a second job. So I feel like $15, yeah, that's great. If you, you know what I'm saying, that's cool, that's fine. But $15 is not going to break the bank. And I hate when I see these people, like, I think this is a bad timing to get, you know, the up the minimum wage and this and this and that and blue, blue, blue and da, 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 da. When is it going to be the right time to help Americans? When is it going to be the right time? Because they tried it in 2012 to up the minimum wage. They tried it. They every time Democrats get into office, they always trying it. So when is it is going to be a good time to up the minimum wage from $7, $7.50 to $15? I mean, shit, when is it going to be a good time? Because the way the world is, everything is fucking going up. Ain't nothing staying, ain't nothing is solid anymore. Everything is going up each year. Gas company, water company, and these places, they don't want to work with you. People be like, oh, you know, call your bill and let them work with you. They don't want to work with you. As soon as you're late, they want to cut your shit off. Especially when I was in Georgia, the utility people are horrible. They want to cut your shit off. They didn't want to work with you. And then when they got back on track, they still didn't want to work with you. They didn't want some of it. They didn't want a little bit of it. They want the whole fucking thing. So if your bill was $500, they wanted the whole thing. And you couldn't pay that $500 utility bill. Guess what? They're cutting your shit off. And guess what? You got to pay $100 reconnection fee. Yes. I'm not saying all Georgia was like that. But I feel like they have this system put in place, pay as you go in certain parts of, you know, areas or wherever you live in the United States. They have this thing that kind of helps you a little bit, pay as you go. Because you can put put $100 on your utilities. And you, if you know that you're not a type of person who uses utilities, you know that's going to last you. But they try to play you on that because the wattage is so, it's just so much shit. It's just like you're paying the utility company for the gas line and the line, and you know, it's just all this money that's always, it's always something that needs to be paid in the United States. They don't want you to be happy. And it's like they want you to work and pay bills and be miserable. You know, how is it that you can go to Walmart and get you a 70-inch TV for $268 and you're watching TV, you have cable, the bare necessity of cable, and you're paying almost fucking $200-something to watch fucking TV? That's the world we live in, and these people are tripping about $15? In a minute, it's gonna cost you to fucking breathe air. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, people, you know, I hate to say this. It's like, you know, we still live in a place of racism. And I'm going to tell you like this. It's not worth it. It's not worth all this headache. I mean, I get anxiety just thinking about just a lot of things sometimes, and I shouldn't feel like that.
You know, it's like I'm getting to the point, I'm getting tired of social media, all the negativity. Everything is just, it's just negative, negative. I mean, like the young woman in Harlem who was brutally attacked by some men, some hoodlums. And, you know, what gets me upset about this is that we marching because, you know, Black Lives Matter. But black, that term, that eulogy, that everything that stands behind that, that's across the board. It's not just when police officers, racist, untrained cops kill black people. It's also when people in the community attack black people too. They need to start teaching that too, because for a mother to go to a liquor store, getting off from work, trying to unwind, getting a bottle of wine, and some hoodlums are upset. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know what transpired. I used to live in New York. I know that women have jazzy mouths, and I know women, or they'll go toe-to-toe with a man in a minute. And I know this. I've seen it. Now, I don't know, because there's no audio. I'm not saying that she got smart with them or anything like that, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, she's on TV, you know, because it's always a backstory behind anything. But I'm going to just tell you, sister, something now. Do not go toe-to-toe with a man. Please do not. Please, no matter how, you know, disrespectful or how degraded you feel, do not. Because these men, these young black men, they do not care. These young youth, and I'm just being real, young youth. And I've seen it with whites, and I've seen it with blacks. I've seen it because social media plays a lot of different things, and I just don't understand how these people can just live their life like this and think it's cool to post stuff up, and it's like it's funny. Like, they almost bit this girl eye out. Like, a bunch of men beating on one woman. And you could go to bed and sleep at night after you did something like this. She has a child. You don't care if she got to get home to somebody that's, she's taking care of her mother, anything. You don't know her backstory. For you to take it to that point where you almost took her life because she didn't want to holler at you, or you felt like she acted like she was too good. That, like, men need to get off of it. Really. It's like, it's just so much disturbance in this world. It's very, very sad, because it's sad. I seen a girl just on Instagram. They said that she stabbed, and then now you're on Instagram talking about stabbing this girl, 12, 14 year old girls jumping on somebody and stabbing her. And on Instagram, like, they did something like this is like, what is going on in this world? Everybody's trying to get clout, and they doing wild stuff just to get clout. Clout is not for everybody. You're not going to get it by thinking, doing some wild, disrespectful stuff, and these pranks and these things that these people are doing. Pranks and going up to people and messing with them and stuff like that in the store. People are trying to shop, and they trying to get views and stuff. Somebody is going to really hurt these people. And it's going to get to a point where it's going to be on the news, where a prank went wrong because you're trying to get views, because you're messing with somebody in their own, they minding their business. You know, I mean, we already dealing with this corona crap. Do we got to keep on hurting each other and doing unnecessary things? Just because we're bored, because we can't have a simple, because we can't go back to normalcy anymore? I mean, hell, I don't like wearing a mask, but if I have to do that to protect myself and my husband and my family, then I'm going to do it. I hate it. I hate it. Especially when you get out the car and you got to go back to the car. You ain't get all the way up to the door. You got to go back to your car to get the mask. And then you got people, they know they doing stuff. They doing stuff. They know they got to have a mask on, but they'll do stuff coughing behind you with their mask down before they get in the store. And then they look at you crazy. Like, people do the wildest stuff, and then they wonder why you wilding out. People. You know how our parents used to say, you know, the elders always used to say we're living in the last days, and you know, this is the, you know, the mark of the beast and all this kind of stuff. Man, I really just don't even know anymore. I don't. Can't trust food, can't trust water, can't trust medicine, can't trust nothing. You can't even trust your own goddamn government. You don't know what it's like, you know, all I can say, just live your best life. But that's all I have for you today. I just want to sign off and just stay safe and prayed up or whatever. Love your neighbor. You know, just, you know, listen. I just want to leave you with this mental note. If you're falling out with family, friends, and if they're worth it to you, if they're worth it to you and y'all fall out, and a person is reaching out to you to try to make things and make amends, and you're finding every excuse in the book to not make things right, then that's a problem with you, not that person. Stop having pride, because pride is the number one killer of all relationships. Friends, family, work, everything. So, that's all I have to say. Think about that. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Peace out and have a blessed and wonderful day.